If you're lucky, you had your own room growing up, a place of refuge and retreat. Here's Dayton Youth Radio Project Coordinator Basim Blunt with the inside story.
Today we have a portrait of a teenager's room. No pictures, just words from Rachel Kaler, a student at Bellbrook High School.
My room is a qualifiable mess. There are piles of clothes and books and college material everywhere. My dad, Bart, hates my room a lot more than I think he'll let on because it's so messy.
Are there any features in my room that you like or make it very distinctive to, like, me specifically, or?
The clutter, the artwork, all your running medals and ribbons.
Is there anything you don't like about it?
The clutter, the piles of stuff.
Thanks.
You might be wondering, what's in a 17-year-old's room? Well, let me tell you. In my closet is a small kitty shopping cart full of fabric from my grandma. I think of her whenever I use the fabric to make things. Across my desk, there are strings of lights and Polaroid pictures of my family during Christmas and New Year's. On my cluttered dresser sits a silver ring that I have. It's from my great-grandma. My grandma got married on a Ferris wheel in Minnesota. I love the ring, and I wear it every single day. The red bandana also sitting on my dresser? It used to be my grandpa's. Stashed among these objects are things I don't really show to anyone. I have the journals from when I was a kid, filled with silly crushes and musings of 7-year-old me. I have a box filled with things my ex-boyfriends gave me and from all the places we went. I don't know if I should keep that or burn it. My room is my refuge when I feel lost or sad or confused. My room gives me a place to figure out who I am and who I want to be. Sometimes my room is the only place where I can really be myself. I talk to people in my room or video chat them. I always shut the door so that no one can hear, and I talk to my friends. Most of the time, it's my long-distance friends, people I don't see all the time, but I need to hear their voice. I lay on my bed until my phone dies, and then I have to move to a different spot so I can sit on the floor and plug it in. I sit on my fuzzy rainbow shag carpeting, and I just listen to what they have to say. Everyone who knows me thinks I'm stressed. Some days, it feels like everything hits me all at once. I just sit in my room and cry about all the things I have to do. I worry about failing grades, getting into college, achieving perfection, choosing the right path in life. I'm terrified of failing at these things. Next year, I'll be leaving for college. There will be so many things I'll have to clean out. The stuffed animals that I've crocheted or made out of fabric. The huge amounts of Legos stashed in my room. I talked to my mom, Judy, because I wanted to know what she would do with my room after I left for college.
So I'm here with my mom. So I'm leaving for college in about a year. What do you think you guys are going to do with my room once I'm gone?
I'm hoping maybe you'll take some of your clothes with you. And maybe if you don't take them with you, maybe you don't need them. So I perhaps will give some of your clothes to the Goodwill if you don't need them. Once you graduate and get a job and move to wherever it is you're moving, then you need to clean out your room.
Yeah.
In the end, I know that my room is so much more than four walls, and that the items inside of it are more than just things. They're a part of me. When I leave my room and go to college and live with a roommate, I won't be alone anymore. I'll be able to take the memories and the things I learned in my room as part of my history. And that's what makes my room special, because it's where I figure out who I can be, and who I really am. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Rachel Kaler at Bellbrook High School.
That was Sanctuary, written and produced by Rachel Kaler, senior at Bellbrook High School. Special thanks to Katie Bills Tenney, her teacher. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.